When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Daily Mail reports the Queen had a secret plan for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to live in Africa. Her Majesty wanted to offer both honour and responsibility to the couple in the hope they would find happiness just as she had as a newlywed in Malta. The Mail is sourcing their serialisation of Robert Lacey's new book, in which he reveals how William feared Harry was rushing into marriage and that the Queen suggested the couple move to Africa for a year or two to enjoy time together. In July of 2017, the Queen's most creative and senior courtier, her private secretary, Sir Christopher Guite, had been elbowed out of her employ in a backstairs coup inspired by Prince Charles and his brother Andrew, for once not as loggerheads but working in cahoots. Guite had played a key role in working out the mechanics of transitioning royal power to the next generation, from Queen Elizabeth II to King Charles III. But Guite had infuriated Prince Charles with a speech that he had given in May 2017 to some 500 royal staff. The assembled workforce of the firm announcing the retirement of Prince Philip from public life. Charles found an ally in Andrew, whom Guite had forced to step down as UK trade ambassador in 2011 over his friendship with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. As private secretary, Guite had also controlled Andrew's expenditure and he had blocked one too many helicopter and private jet excursions for the prince's fancy. Andrew wasted no time joining Charles in his complaints to the Queen. "Guite has to go," was their combined message to their mother. The palace COO was doing far too much operating and interfering for their liking, and Elizabeth II, who had just turned 91, meekly surrendered. At that age, commented one courtier, "You don't want the hassle of having a big fight, do you? Isn't it better that everything calms down?" It was one of the most shameful and frankly shabby decisions that the Queen has made in her entire reign, says one extremely senior and distinguished court correspondent. All Guite wanted was to have everyone singing from the same hymn sheet, but that is not Charles' agenda anymore. Had Christopher Guite been private secretary when the question of Harry and Meghan's new role in the family had landed on the royal desk at the end of 2017, Lacey believes Guite would have seen it as an immense opportunity since the interracial union of these two popular headliners, Harry and Meghan, the royal rock stars, represented a unique chance to knit the monarchy closer to the people, people of all races and classes. The Queen wanted to offer both honour and responsibility to Harry and Meghan by handing them some role in her beloved British Commonwealth of Nations. It's said that upon hearing that Meghan and Harry wanted to live a more ordinary life, the Queen thought back to the 2 years between 1949 and 1951, where Prince Philip was serving as a naval officer and based in Malta. She'd often fly out to see him, and it strengthened their relationship. This train of thought supposedly led her to the idea that Meghan and Harry could enjoy a couple of years together in South Africa before really getting started on their royal working life. The Queen wanted to offer both honour and responsibility to the couple by handing them some role in her beloved British Commonwealth of Nations, a highly personal token of trust. And by handing the recently ennobled Duke and Duchess a semi-regal role, visiting and being honoured ceremonially around the Commonwealth, the plan also surely offered the best route yet, devised to give a British spare, self-sufficient status that truly matched, but did not threaten, that of the heir. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Back. In other royal what-ifs, the Express reports the Queen considered placing her only daughter, Princess Anne, in a quasi-regent role in Scotland during the 90s, according to royal experts. Anne was thought to be the perfect antidote for the growing anti-monarchism in the country. Royal Central's Lydia Starbuck said the Queen was said to want to confer a new title on her. However, she was against the Princess of Scotland for fears it might appear to upstage the Prince of Wales. A role described by some as quasi-regent and others as Queen of Scots were considered but never happened. Mike Tyndall is Her Majesty's grandson-in-law married to Princess Anne's daughter Zara Tyndall. Mike spoke to the Times about being part of the royal family saying, "It has its benefits and it has its negatives. You think about what you do and you have to be aware of it, but it doesn't necessarily dictate. Zara and I have always been good at getting on with what's right for us." Tyndall has previously shared what it was like getting to know the royals. "We'd go on a Friday night to watch the match and stop over at Zara's place. Sometimes we'd all go out for lunch with Zara's mum, Princess Anne. On Sunday before we went home, we spent quite a bit of time with her dad, Mark Phillips, too. Prince Harry would often be around watching the rugby, so slowly and quietly we got to meet them all, and that's how it went on for quite a few years." Mike admits to being a fan of The Crown. Mike is also a fellow podcaster, and on his rugby podcast, he said, "I need to catch up. I actually saw the advert for it and was like, oh, I need to catch up, because I only got about halfway through season 3, so I started watching season 3 last night and then I'll catch up. But I've seen it all over the place and on these popular midday TV shows. I'm quite intrigued to see where they go with it, because obviously it's an era people are fascinated with because of Princess Diana. It's getting to more things that people know about, isn't it, and have opinions about. So that's where it gets difficult." And Prince Harry and James Corden were photographed riding around Hollywood on an open-air double-decker tour bus. Sources tell People they taped a COVID-appropriate segment of carpool karaoke on the double-decker. They've been friends for years and had a great time. A lot of joking around and laughter. They toured Hollywood and James showed Harry some special landmarks. Meghan was not part of the festivities. Corden has known Harry for several years and was at the royal wedding in 2018. Corden said, "It was one of the most beautiful ceremonies I've ever been to. It was gorgeous. It was a whole affair. It was happy. It was joyous. It was uplifting." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Join us as we unveil the top 11 inventions that changed the world, the groundbreaking innovations that have reshaped our society and propelled us into the future. From the ancient compass to the transformative telephone, we explore the inventions that have had the most profound impact on human progress. Follow the top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.